478. Taking to the road again towards Inganum. 26th August 1946.
John, it is dawning. Get up and let us go,
says Jesus, shaking the apostle, so that he may awake.
Master, the sun has already risen. How long have I slept? And what about you?
I slept too, beside you, under our mantles.
Ah, you convinced yourself that these peasants would not come, and you lay down. I had foreseen that.
Jesus smiles and replies,
they came when the stars of the Great Bear pointed out with their position that crowing was about to begin.
Oh, I did not hear anything.
John is mortified.
Why did you not keep me awake?
You were so tired. You looked like a baby sleeping in a cradle. Why awake you?
To keep you company.
You did that by means of your placid sleep. You fell asleep talking of angels, of stars, of souls, of light. And in your sleep you certainly continued to see angels, stars, and your Jesus. Why bring you back to the iniquity of the world, when you were so far away from it?
And if instead of the peasants, some criminals had come up here?
I would have called you in that case. But who would come?
Well, I do not know, Johanan, for instance. He hates you.
I know. But only his servants came. No one betrayed. Because that is what you are thinking. That somebody may have spoken to injure me and them. But no one betrayed. And I did the right thing, in waiting for them here. The new steward is as wicked as his master, and has very severe instructions. I do not lack in charity by calling them cruel. Any other word would be a lie. The peasants ran away, as soon as it was dark, praying the Lord, that he would make them meet me. God always rewards the faith of his unhappy children and comforts them. If they had not met me, they would have remained here until morning, and would have then gone back to be in the fields by dawn. And so I saw them and blessed them.
And you are sad, because you saw them so oppressed.
That is true. So many reasons to be sad. For the reason you mentioned, because I had nothing to give their exhausted bodies, because of the thought that I will not see them again.
Did you tell them?
No. Why add sorrows where everything is sorrow?
I would have willingly said goodbye to them myself for the last time.
It is not the last time for you. On the contrary, when I have gone away, you will take great care of them together with your fellow disciples. I entrust all my followers to you, and in particular the most unhappy ones, and those whose only comfort is their faith, and whose only joy is their hope of heaven.
Oh, my master, as your brother Joseph, I shall say to you as well, go in peace, master. I will continue, as best I can. Believe me.
I am sure of that. Let us go. The road is becoming busy. Clouds are grouping in the sky and light is decreasing instead of increasing. It is going to rain today, and everybody is hastening towards the next halting places. But the clouds have been kind to us. The night was not cold, and there was no rain for us who were out in the open. The Father always watches over his beloved children.
You are beloved, Master.
You are loved by him, because you love me.
Oh, that is true. Unto death.
And mingling with the crowd, they depart southwards.